A little more than $217 million in federal stimulus will soon be available in the Spokane region, which local leaders say is a game changer for economic recovery. Spokane City Council President Brianne Begg said the city, which is slated to receive about $84 million, could potentially use the funds to make long-term investments to move the entire economy forward.
It is a historical amount of money, and we are going to be the stewards of it and make it work for us, not just this year, but long into the future.
President Joe Biden signed the American Rescue Plan last week, but the U.S. Department of Treasury has not yet issued guidance on how and when the money should be spent. Begg said he's hoping the city will be given a longer timeline and more leeway than they were given in 2020. City leaders will have more than eight times as much to spend as they did last year. In 2020, the city received about $9.9 million in aid from the CARES Act, and they had less than 8 months to spend it.
We were under tremendous pressure to just get the money out the door. I think there's a little less pressure for this money, and hopefully by having time to be deliberative, we'll get more mileage out of each dollar.
The city of Spokane Valley could receive more than five times the federal aid it was awarded last year, with an expected stimulus payment of around $22 million. Last year, they received two payments of about $2 million each. Spokane Valley Mayor Ben Wick said he hoped to spend the funds on economic recovery projects, but said he didn't want to make any promises until the U.S. Department of Treasury issued guidance.
It's always in the details, right? So I'm kind of waiting to see what the criteria is that we can use it on. Because I know in the last time we got the $2 million or so for the city of Spokane Valley, we had to spend it so quickly and there was very limited things that we could spend it on.
Both are looking out for guidance that may allow local governments to use funds to replace lost revenues. In the city of Spokane, a significant number of people have not paid their utility bill since the beginning of the pandemic. Spokane Valley, which is reliant on sales and other consumer-based taxes, also saw some drops in normally reliable city revenues. Spokane County is estimated to receive about 10% more than they did last year, with an anticipated $101 million payment compared to the $91 million it received in 2020. The three county commissioners prioritized business support and food assistance with their COVID aid in 2020, but also used funds for energy assistance, childcare, and COVID accommodations for county workers. Other communities in the region are expected to receive much smaller payments, which are still four to five times what they were awarded in 2020. Liberty Lake, Cheney, and Airway Heights will all receive around $2 million. Most other communities will receive a few hundred thousand. I'm Rebecca White, reporting.